This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord. The theme of today's liturgy of the word is exploring our inner light. Let us look at the brief history of the feast. It seems that this feast was chosen to be celebrated on the 6th of August in order to be exactly 40 days before 14th September. As we all know, on 14th of September, we celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. This feast began to be celebrated in and around Jerusalem in the 4th and 5th centuries. This feast is celebrated at a time where we live in an age when listening has become far less valued, in an age of talk, radio, and television, talk shows where everybody talks, but few listen. In an age when more and more people are setting up personal web pages to tell their own stories, personal YouTube channel, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, and other media platforms. In an age of tell-all journalism, in a marketing age when we are bombarded with advertising messages that we often receive uncritically. In short, we live in an era of so much talking and so much noise that it is becoming harder and harder to hear the voice of God, which often comes in our own lives. In this context, today's liturgy of the word is inviting us to explore the inner light which is in us. Jesus is transfigured, changed, and reveals who he really is, the Son of God, the Messiah. We need to pray that we too might discover Jesus and who we are meant to be, transformed disciples of transfigured Jesus. The first reading from the book of Daniel gives us a vision of the Son of Man being presented to the one of great age. Note that this is not a picture of the Son of Man descending to earth, but of him presented to God. We know that from the ecstatic experience of the transfiguration. The disciples will see their agonized Lord suffering on the hillside of Calvary. However, today, the accent is not so much on Jesus' passion as on providing us with a clue to his identity. This divine revelation related to the gospel reading in which Jesus' face shines like the sun and is clothed in dazzling white shows that it is he who is to be glorified like the Son of Man. Saint Peter, in today's second reading, speaks about the transfiguration experience in which they were overwhelmed by the power and the majesty of the Lord Jesus. Today's gospel presents us with an impressive image of the glorified Christ. The story of the Transfiguration is concerned with the identity of Jesus. The few details that are given are highly significant. We are told that it happened on a high mountain. In the Bible, the mountain is a place of divine manifestation. On the mountain, Jesus is flanked by two of the most important figures of the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah, representing the law and the prophets. Thus, Jesus is seen as bringing the law and the prophets to fulfillment. In other words, he is the Messiah. The cloud overshadowing them signifies the presence of God, who cannot be seen by human eyes. From the cloud comes the voice that declares something greater still about Jesus, namely, that he is God's beloved Son. As for the event itself, its first and chief significance was for Jesus himself. It was meant to confirm him and his mission, but it also benefited the apostles. In the transfigured Jesus, they got a glimpse of the glory that was his as a Son of God. My dear people of God, in the voice heard by the disciples at the Transfiguration, it is said, "Listen to him." So listening to him and hearing his voice is the only way to find our inner light, our inner peace. The closeness we have with him will bring us closer to his voice. Listening to him means at every Eucharist, we listen to the Jesus' own words uttered by the priest. Listening to him when we receive his body and blood at every Eucharist. We all know we are in the face of 3-year Eucharistic revival. The United States of America, the Church, gives more importance to Eucharist. These are the ways where we participate and understand and impart ourselves more and more knowledge about our Eucharistic Lord. Listen to him. Perhaps within the family, when you have a family prayer together, listen to him when you read the Bible. Listen to him when you listen to the Word of God at every Eucharist. Listen to him whenever you approach the Blessed Sacrament or whenever you participate in the adoration or in the benediction. Listen to him, moreover, sitting quietly wherever you are, at your house, at your workplace, at the church, or even when you drive. Listen to him. Jesus is everywhere. And when you listen to him, our life becomes more valued and more important here on earth. Imagine the disciples and the apostles have witnessed heaven here on earth when he was transfigured on the high mountain. We also can experience the same transfiguration of Jesus if we listen to him.